Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Iyad Bagdane. Iyad Bagdane is the co-founder and chief operating officer for ANI Power Group. Iyad graduated from Purdue University and then started his career in General Electric in Pennsylvania. Iyad, upon returning to the Middle East, he joined BEMCO as an instrument field engineer, handling all ENI activities between the contractor and GE manufacturer as the major turbine supplier of the project. Iyad and partner Alexis met on the BEMCO project and joined departments to commission the combined cycle in the GCC Curia power plant.
Well, good afternoon, Iyad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Great. This is awesome, Iyad. I'm glad you jumped on today. We're excited to have you. We've been chatting back and forth indirectly through, obviously, a mutual colleague of ours, but let's just jump right into the questions. Iyad, you've got quite the career in energy, from engineer to project manager, and now you're the co-founder and chief operating officer of ANI Power. Could you just share something with our audience, the secret to your career growth and what inspired you?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This is really exciting for us as a company and for me personally as a co-founder. And like you said, with starting my career as an engineer, I think I've always been driven to looking in new different directions of how, and like with the instinct of finding out why or how do things work. So you're always having the interest really to look for more and willing to learn. So once you have that, you're always driven towards innovation in some shape or form. And, you know, always, like some people explain it, being present. So you're always like having your eye out for different opportunities of where you can get better and, you know, keep on growing. And I've been lucky and fortunate actually at an early age, also like right out of college, out of Purdue, I was involved with GE Transportation. And then when I moved to Saudi, working on one of the biggest combined cycles in the world, I got to meet my my current business partner, Alexis Herrera, who's our CEO. He was actually on the consultant side as the client. And then eventually he joined the contracting side where I was working as a field engineer. And we clicked. We both had the same kind of, we're driven in the same way, the same background. So he was actually my mentor and my boss at that stage. That was one of the key moments in my life where I was privileged in some way, where I had a mentor at an early stage. And that allowed me to get things, you know, to learn a lot in a certain fashion and grow at a certain speed where I had like more of a competitive edge per se. So that's really how, if I look at, in a nutshell, my career from where I started to where I am, I still look at myself like as if I'm still starting from when I first started my field experience as a career, basically. Obviously, I've grown a lot in different ways because of the type of exposure and experiences that we've been through. And that's where you realize that really the sky is the limit. I don't believe in limits. And that's what I learned. Also, that's kind of the motto that we have as a company, that you have no limits. And once you start believing that on a daily basis, that's your work and your life is about, then you can go and challenge or look into innovation in a completely different way.
I love that. I appreciate your insights on that. And Iyad, you've obviously done some great things in your short career thus far, and we're really looking forward to seeing your continued growth. Iyad, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to the new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Sure. Actually, it's a great question because it's not something that anyone was prepared for. I mean, there are a lot of different challenges in businesses in general. That's part of entrepreneurship and running a business. In this specific case that we're talking about, the COVID and the pandemic, it's amazing how it's always life pushes you in different ways to different challenges where you're bound to keep on growing. So this was a great challenge for us, given our original strategy or the way we even got to where we are today is starting beyond just doing the field and working on power plants and being a project manager. When we co-founded the company, we started as a service company. Our first business was in services and going into existing facilities and looking into optimization, how we can optimize power plants, refineries, water desalination plants. So there's a lot of exposure and there's a lot of different optimization and room improvements that we found in so many different processes. So looking or being exposed to all of that, we're always looking at how to optimize, right? So when you're looking at optimization, you'd always look at new solutions and how can you make it better? So that model works perfectly for a normal running economy or not a pandemic situation where you have restrictions on lockdown or physically moving from point A to point B. So that definitely did take any business, especially in that field that we were in, which is services, where we started is completely different than what we're dealing with now as a complete operation, because that's constant, like that's daily manpower operation, field execution, implementation, engineering. There's a lot going on when you're doing services, especially in operation, maintenance, design, commissioning. There's a lot going on nonstop. So you're always, everybody is in the same kind of zone where everything is constant. There's a lot of things happening. When a pandemic hit all at once, the whole globe basically just went on pause. You know, there's a lot of panic that can happen in general as humans, as in what's going to happen, where's the security? You need to also be there for your employees. You need to be there for the team. You need to be there for the company. You need and worry about yourself too. So this is all real life experiences that you're pushed to deal with, and you need to figure out how you keep looking at your vision and try to sustain a certain level of momentum where you're not slowing down on the vision. Basically, what we've done, and we were fortunate enough that we kind of always had, like me and Alex always have, because we have a great communication and we always like discuss everything on every level. And whether it's just a crazy idea that we have or if it's something, a challenge that we need to deal with, we had an insight on, you know, what's next? What are we going to do? And then what are we going to focus on as a topic of optimization? So early end of 2008, around like mid-18, beginning of 2019, that's when really this idea, we decided to like just pursue it. We're going to go full time on this and like really assess it, find out, is it possible? Can we prove it theoretically? Can we prove it using mathematical modeling? Now, can we protect it? Is there a patent out there? Should we do a freedom to operate search to find out if anyone else is claiming these things? So we started this almost 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when we took official steps. And when we did that, we basically, like in a daring mode to go and challenge what people consider as the basics or the laws that no one would touch, that these are untouchable or that's what we're taught. We went for it. And when we took that decision, a lot of people were skeptical. People thought we're wasting our time or we're wasting our opportunity of what we have as experience and know-how. And you need to have a job security. You need to have your company on track. But that's what makes us stand out in some way, where if we believe in something and, you know, we're engineers, so we're all about calculating risks too and wanting to think about, you know, guarantees. But you also have to have that dream, that little kid that's always dreaming of how to change the world, right? And when we went with that, with the pandemic, it was the perfect timing, because when like the pandemic hit officially, it was like around March, and I took the last flight out of Dubai to Miami. Alexis was already here in Miami, and we basically, with everything just shut down, there's no operations going on, even suppliers, universities that we were trying to reach out to potentially maybe work with that can help us validate what they have. Everyone just went mute. So it was tough at first. Like I said, you can panic to some extent where, you know, you're worried about not only what's going to happen. Like I said, you need to worry about the complete operation and your team and the company and the vision, focusing always on the vision. So what really helped us or got us on the right track is having a very dedicated and clear mindset. What is it really that we're trying to achieve? And how can we make the most of what we have today to maximize on that to get us to the next stage? So the pandemic, the way like we looked at it is, it's the equivalent of sitting as if, imagine you're going for university, you're going your master's or your PhD or whatever. And now you have the full time to sit and dedicate because there's nothing else going on. You don't need to worry about, for example, someone worries about getting a job or pursuing his career and making money and savings. But in this case, imagine if you're going to study, getting like a best PhD degree, and you have a mentor who's right there with you, who is like the best of the best in the field that you're pursuing as a degree. And you don't have to pay for the tuition that you usually do. And at the same time, whatever you're doing as a degree, as a thesis, let's call it, as a research, it's your own baby. So it's not only as a degree, but it's the success of it will make you as a co-founder, which I already am, and same with Alex. There's no way that you can't look at it in a positive way, right? So once you put a narrow focus in that direction towards your vision, it's just a shift in mindset, literally. There's nothing else that we change. It's not like we were making more money or we had more funds or it was more convenient. It's actually, it wasn't. But just that shift really put things in perspective and gets you, that keeps you going towards your goal day in, day out. And that really got us where we are. And luckily, if I may add, when we did the filing of the provisional application of our patent, they usually take around 18 months for an examiner to look at a non-provisional application for examination process. But because this is like a clean energy kind of technology for impacting climate change, you can qualify for something they call fast track application in the US. And we got approved for that, which guarantees 3 months. And usually when an examiner commits to a date within a certain period, usually like when the examination starts, it would take quite a few iterations back and forth of explaining how, or how is it truly novel, or how does it truly work? And does it defy the laws of physics? Is it a perpetual machine? Like, these are all concerns basically we have to deal with as part of our technology claims, because it's so disruptive and yet so innovative. And it's one of those that is limitless. And if you prove it, it's a no-brainer. Like, everybody will jump on it. So we're saying anything that runs on electricity, this will apply to. So this challenge for us was something that we had to deal with. But as an examination, what we made sure to do is when we draft our claims, that is, they're super clear to a point where the examiner, once he examines your application, as I told you, there's supposed to be a lot of back and forth. So the chances are for you to get a full grant, to get a grant from the first go, is less than 1%. So what happened in around June, I got a call from a patent attorney, and he was asking, because there's a time difference, and he's asking me, it was around 5 a.m. in the U.S. He said, are you up? I said, yeah, what's up? He said, no, I want to make sure you are. Can you please like pinch yourself and make sure you are? I'm like, I am. Please go ahead. And he's like, we just got a response from the U.S. patent agent and we got a grant. It all went through and it was the U.S. And to be honest, we have a global patent strategy. So we filed every territory on this planet. We have priority in. We filed. No one can use this without our approval or collaboration or whatever it is. So we were relying on different territories to come in so that we can potentially get the US, because I mean, the reality is the US is the most powerful when it comes to protection and like value. The strategy has always been, if you have that, then you can go pursue all the other territories. And within a couple of weeks, we actually got a PCT response to, which is the Patent Cooperation Treaty, that includes 153 countries. They all undergo one examination, like as preliminary examination. And that took place in Australia. And we got all claims approved. And we're pursuing that now as a global strategy. So I just walked you through like what really took place, like the most critical stage that took place, which is the patent filing, and then the actual grant. And then we got the prototype actually running and got two independent third-party validations to come and validate this in person. So we got all of these main milestones and taken place in that period of time, which is what you would refer to as the pandemic, the peak lockdown, and where everybody's lives just changed overnight, right? So this is what we've done and how we pivoted to get to where we are today.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate the story on that and what you've accomplished in just the short period or long period, however you want to look at the pandemic or the lockdown. But that is simply amazing. And I just can't wait to see your success with the company and where this goes. So yeah, we're going to jump really, this is kind of our last question, but I wanted to just quickly understand, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within that product or platform that you might be able to talk about?
So we are in discussion because this is limitless, right? We're attracting a lot of attention, but slowly, but very delicately too. So we have some in the vertical farming is one section that we're getting a lot of attention from. We're in discussion with the major one in Dubai, interested to be the first vertical farm in the world to run on such a technology that doesn't emit any gas emissions, zero carbon footprint, no fossil fuels, and no dependency on alternative energy. So this would be a game changer for them We know that it would be a game changer for any industry. Whoever gets on it first will have a competitive advantage, but we're doing it in a certain fashion. So vertical farm is one. Telecommunications. So like, you know, 5G towers is a big market right now, a big demand. Usually these are located in remote location and you require around up to maybe 9 kilowatts to power them. You have three options. I mean, mainly, I'm not going to limit it to three, but in general, it's either alternative energy like solar or some wind in remote location, or you're going to utilize diesel generators. So anything on fuel or still reliance on moving parts. And the third would be actually to have the grid lines all the way there, the routing all the way to the telecom towers, which defeats the whole purpose. The whole purpose of them being remote is that you don't need to pull cable to power a tower. So this is a big area that we're in discussions with. And last, I would add one more would be technologies related to drones. There's also a lot of interest from there. We should be getting more clarity in the next couple of months.
That's simply amazing. I appreciate you sharing some of the technologies that you will be leveraging to help us power a more green earth. And I think it's, again, just simply amazing and inspiring. And your short career has really started to blossom. So I appreciate that. And Iyad, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. I appreciate this opportunity.
Bye for now.